We're doing the Sefer Amidot, and we're continuing. This is the portion of the nation that Hashem chose as His lot. Am gadol v'ram, this great and exalted nation, asher natayit barach bahim, that God implanted in this nation, lev chacham mileidam mibetin, a heart that is wise from the mother's womb, from the time they are born. Ve'im chachamim achukamim batolada, and God made them naturally smart, misugalim lechol mada, with capacity for every type of knowledge, ulechol tmuna, and every type of understanding, me'atzmam, on their own, kasher inenu ro'ot bam yishurun, as our eyes attest to with this nation, Yeshurun, the nation of Israel. Nimtzu na'arim tzirei yamim. We find youngsters, ne'ema ba'alei havana ad la'afli, and they have understanding that is wondrous. Ve'etzneinu ha'tipshut b'mikre, v'achochma b'tolada. He says a fantastic line here. He says, by us, the fools are a coincidence, and the wise are natural. That's the way they're born. That's a line. If he didn't say it, I wouldn't say it, but that's what he says. Ve'etzleinu kaved mod likbo adamar la'amin bo kulanu yachad. And by us, we're such skeptics. How does a Jew answer a question? With a question. We're always going to question things, and that's why it's very hard to get a people like that to believe in something together. To try and unite the Jewish people over anything is tremendously difficult. And the belief in Hashem and Moshe's servant, you find that's something we all agree on. He's saying, you know, you get smart people together in a room, they're not going to agree on much. The Jewish people can't agree on very much. But we all agree about Hashem and Moshe, the youngsters, the elders, kam kakohen, be it the common folk, be it the leaders, gam miktanim nedarei asechel abilti yodim otov hara. Even the little ones who haven't yet learned to discern between good or bad, you'll find many that are God-fearing kids, and they're diligent in their learning of Torah and observance of mitzvot. You see imprinted on their face from birth, there is that mark of being a God-fearing person. In zotkim chelek meid al hakol. He says, this is the, sometimes you take a sample, and the sample is indicative of the whole lot. And he says, take this sampling of little kids, and see where they're holding, and it shows you that Hashem implanted in the hearts of the Jewish people, the emunah. It's there whether we like it or not. Liyot alev nimshach achar ha'emit. Hashem gave us this desire that our heart seeks the truth, gam belo edu reaya, without proof or testimony, gadol koach haemet lamshich elav emuna. The truth has this pull, this force is drawing us. And he's not talking in the realm of logic here. He's throwing out very big lines. But if you think about these lines, and you look at the statistics, how much do the Jewish people comprise of the world? How many Nobel Prizes do we have? If you start analyzing our impact on the globe, and I think that we see this concept. It's not a concept we like saying because it feels stereotypical. It is stereotypical, but that doesn't mean it's false. What?
We are smarter than
the facts talk for themselves.
What do you mean?
I don't like saying it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it if he didn't say it. You've never heard me say it before, because on my own I wouldn't say it. But at the end of the day, what can I say? That the Gemara tells us, Chochmah bagoyim tamin. Someone tells you that there are wise people among the nation, that's 100% true. We're not saying there aren't wise people. There are very wise people, and there's a lot of wisdom out there. But he's saying, in general, Hashem granted us a certain gift, and that gift stands by us. And he's saying another point, which is a point to ponder. He says, you will find a certain tendency among the Jewish people to be believers. He is really here. He is interpreting what our sages say. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hem ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. The Jewish people are believers, the sons of believers. It's in their blood. And in truth, it's interesting. There's a song by Shuli Rand. There's a song about a debate between a guy who denies everything about Judaism, a Jew who denies everything, and his friend, the rabbi. And their arguments back and forth, and back and forth, and then their arguments ultimately as the one who denies everything is lying in a hospital bed, terminally ill. And their final argument out of that hospital bed. And to me, that song brings tears to my eyes, because in the song you see how their whole encountering, their meeting begins in the public swimming pool. As he discusses their debates as they're swimming laps, and then it evolves, and their friendship takes them through heated arguments. And one thing that he depicts very beautifully, the artist that he is, he depicts how there's sometimes a tendency that a person argues against something that he knows is right. And in his sly and smart and artistic way, he constantly depicts how the one who's arguing against it, he knows he's arguing against something that deep down inside he also believes. And that's something which we see all the time. We see it all the time. It's very interesting. I had a lot of people who argued and mocked different aspects of religious life, be it prayer, be it the world to come. And those same people, as they mature and as they age, suddenly you see other things coming out of them. The most poignant example was before Rabin's murder, you had people discussing about how there was no world to come, there was nothing after death. And then those same people, after Rabin passed away, were talking to the spirit of Rabin, we're talking about, they're certain that Rabin is still with us. The same people who a year or two earlier were discussing how primitive the religious Jews are because they believe there is a life after death, you'd hear them saying a year or two later, when it's Rabin that was assassinated, they're talking about how Rabin is still here.
That was also a political stance.
Okay, but people on the surface, people adopted it. They said it. Then suddenly you saw that they didn't mean it. And that's something which you encounter a lot here in Israeli society. I say here because in America, people are less learned. When people don't accept, usually they don't know. Here in Israel, they know, and then they deny. But when we speak about a person who doesn't accept, a Jew who does not accept Judaism, we don't say, we don't call him an atheist. We call him a kofir. What does kofir mean?
Deny.
Oh. To deny means it's there, but I'm covering it up. Lichpor really means to cover up. Lichpor really means to cover with tar. So when we say kofir, we say he's covering it up. Because deep down inside, he also knows that what he's saying isn't so. Now, he stresses this about the Jew. We have to wonder if the Kuzari, if Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi agrees with him on this. Because Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi begins his work with the recurring dream of the non-Jew. And it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is indicating that every person has this internal compass, has this internal voice that keeps driving him to the truth. He has a choice whether to listen to it or not. That's something we have to wonder about. Is this his opinion? And what would Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi say? So that's something to wonder about.
Sure.